Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
On SEN, Off the Bench, Christmas special.
The fake laughing.
Top of the morning to you. Merry Christmas, everyone, and a big warm welcome. The fake laugh through me. This is Christmas Day. This is Off the Bench right around Australia. It's great to have your company, and Merry Christmas to everyone. I hope you're having a great start to your day, and you can reflect on what's been a really tough year with family and friends. And for all those listening, I hope you made it to your family. If you didn't, hope you've zoomed your way through the morning and ready to go for a big day. I say Merry Christmas and welcome and good morning to my old China plate. Old mate Pixie. How are you, Pixie?
I'm well, Hutchie. Good morning and happy Christmas to you and to everyone listening. It's fantastic to be able to broadcast a show on Christmas.
It's fair to say that opening means we might have run out a bit of gas for the season. I think it wasn't our finest hour.
It is a 52-week show. It's not like, you know, the big boys in the breakfast that have their 8 weeks off at Christmas and all that. Yep. So we just plow on, don't we? Every week. It never changes.
And here we are in the heart of the morning, which, of course, is, you know, what time was beer o'clock for Paddy P this morning?
Hang on.
This big cheerio to Paddy P, who will be listening.
She doesn't drink.
That'd have been a Riesling about 8:30 this morning.
Not a hope in hell that she'd be doing
that.
Out
the back with Marlene, they'd have been there having a tipple.
At the very best, she might have a half a glass of champagne this afternoon. At the very best. I'm serious.
As a chaser.
No, she doesn't. No. So, yeah, looking forward to a big afternoon with the family. Kyneton today. Yeah. So, yeah, outstanding.
You're getting down to Kyneton.
Always, yeah.
You made that town your own a bit, haven't you? You've almost like subbed out Stall. Once they
took me off that trophy. They near lost me for good. No, they didn't. Not at all. I'll be up there, of course, for the Great Western Races. In Australia Day weekend.
So who you got coming today to Christmas?
So it'll just be all my family. My kids are in town, so I've got my girls and Kylie will be there. And who else have we got from the other side? So we've got Di and Stu, Sally and Rob.
Yep.
The two girls, obviously, Emily and Julia, and then Alicia and Poppet.
Bit of backyard cricket.
Elizabeth and Mum, Paddy P.
Oh, yeah.
Who'll be our crew today.
And cheers to Paddy.
It's our crew, unless then there'll be others that'll
nice
float along.
Nice bottle of cask wine in the mail for you, Paddy.
That's not true. We've got the other in-laws, not the in-laws, the cousins around the corner as
tight.
Well, because they're Kyneton-based. So there'll be a good crew. Yeah. We can maybe catch up with them later on for
a
sing-along.
Is it a sport sort of crew, or is it more sort of a sing-along indoor sort of crew?
No, it's a bit of a sports crew today.
Yeah,
there'll be table tennis on later on this afternoon. There'll be a cricket bat and ball board out at some stage.
Are you the reigning champ?
No, Rob's taken me down the last 2 years.
Has he really?
Well, it's his own table. I don't play. Only when I'm local knowledge at Christmas. He waits until we've had a few beers in the Arvo, and then he takes advantage.
You're vulnerable after a VOD.
Well, no, I won't be doing that. But yes, I'll be doing.
He's got a slant on it, or does it play pretty true?
It plays okay, but you know, everyone has a go in the end. Yep. Paddy P even has a game, and Sally gets very competitive, but she usually gets into what I call her active wear.
Oh, yeah.
About 4 in the afternoon when no one can really be bothered playing yet. Yep. It's usually a stinker night. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, competitive family. When you haven't got...
What are you doing, Craig, by the way?
I'm with the family today, with Claire and the kids.
The family?
When you've got...
And who else is there? You must be other people besides your crew.
Her family, so her...
Yep.
Her brother, Michael, and Uncle Cheesy, the other brother.
Yep.
Rob, the old man.
Yeah.
He's a ripper. And the whole crew, really.
What about your dad?
I noticed last Christmas, though.
Didn't you invite the old man down?
On the tennis court.
Can he not invite?
Kenny's back in Warrigal with his crew, so we're a little bit
all over the
from
place.
That distance. But we've got a big day coming up for Kenny in January. It's his 80th in January.
Oh, we've got to do a special show for that.
His 80th birthday in early Jan, world's slowest TAB operator.
Oh, he's a good man, your father.
But I noticed last year that there's a great family sort of property tennis court, but no cricket bat.
Yeah, we've got to get one, Hutch. You only need a cheapie. I've got a kid at home you can have.
So I went into Rebel during the week to have a bit of a look at what the options were.
Mm-hmm.
They sell a bat and stumps together.
Yep. No ball.
But no base on the stumps, which doesn't suit the tennis court because you've got to put them in the ground.
No, that's hopeless.
Or you can get the stumps with
separately.
The base,
yeah.
But they don't have a bat, and then you've got to carry it. In my case, I'm on a plane this afternoon. So
that's not ideal.
And last year we improvised with the tennis racket, but it's not ideal.
Oh, tennis racket's not good enough. No. You can buy a cheap bat just by itself, Hutch. Go to Kmart. Go to Big W.
You can improvise.
That's where I lost. That's where the wallet fiasco happened last week.
It is.
At Big W. But they'll never let you down. So, it's a tape tennis ball job. It's got to be.
Yep.
I heard the boys talking about this during the week. I've got a feeling it was Jules.
Yep.
Julian DeStoop or someone during the week that was talking about whether it's a tennis ball with a tape on it or whether it's just a flat tennis ball. And I agreed with, I'm not sure who they're even talking to. It might have been Tom Morris. And he said, on an undulating pitch, you probably don't need the tape. But on a flat, sort of like a tennis court, you need the tape tennis ball to get it to swing a bit.
And it's always good for adults. The kids.
Remember you knocked me over at my joint there at New Year's Eve.
I watched it on Facebook the other day. Came over my memories.
Of course you did.
I was playing twice.
I was playing you with my eyes closed and you got me with a big in-swinger.
Twice I got you too.
Oh, I was holding the stubby in one hand, in fairness. It was New Year's Eve about 10 o'clock at night. You were the only one taking it seriously. You sat down on my couch and it was covered in sweat.
And there's the shot of Mia. It's like a ghast that her dad's been knocked over.
Oh, well, it didn't look like
it. It was like Charlie was watching Tiger get one out of bounds.
I was taking everything out of the middle until there. Yeah. Then you got that one. It got real Yorker and swung late on me.
Yeah.
Took my off stump.
I think with the wickets, right?
Yeah.
What do you suggest? Like, I've always been a bit of a back of the bin guy.
Yeah, bin man.
But do you play full bin or do you half bin it?
No, I'd play full bin. Yeah, you're bad luck. If it hits the top of one of the big rubbish bins, you're in real trouble. You really need one of the small green bins. Not the big ones, the big blue boys. But they're too big.
I'm a big believer in it should be impossible to bat at Christmas time.
Yeah, it should be.
The rules should be stacked against the batters. If you last 6-7 balls, you've done an unbelievable job.
Well,
it should be one hand, one bounce for starters around the bat.
And what about when you put the cones out, or not cones, but even like it might be anything, a box or something. That's a fielder. A fielder. Anything on the full's out.
Big areas of catchment area, like if you've got a pool or a back fence, all in players' catches. You just got to create hostile environments for the batters. What you want to see is a batsman under siege on Christmas Day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like they're in the middle of
That's what we ended up doing when you come to my place. And New Year's Eve is that you added all these extra fielders in. There was a stubby over there that was a fielder. Yep. There was a shoe that was a fielder. It's like, God, I didn't have anywhere to move with it. The whole back fence was out. Legs on or offside.
And then the batter's under siege and the bowler dominates. Pretty much like the Australia-India test last week. Hey, just on that.
What about that? Last Saturday when we broadcast the show, Hutchie, you thought India were good things.
I said.
In fact, you said they were good things.
Lead pipe locks.
And then, didn't it change? I said, no, today's the day, the big moving day. Did it move?
Joe
Burns
outscored India.
It was unbelievable. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it.
It wrecked the series, didn't it?
Well, it didn't wreck the series, but it wrecked the rest of the game.
Wrecked the series. For a day there, you get involved and you go, how good's this Aussie effort? And then the next day you're counting the cost in your mind. Collie goes home.
I counted the cost a lot.
They're dispirited.
Because the next morning I was locked in to do a Big Bash game. Unbeknownst that to me, they changed the schedule and made it a night game and I was now out of business and I had to go up to the bush to pick the kids up.
You didn't turn up, did you?
No.
You didn't drive in to do the game, did you?
No, I didn't because I was driving back listening to it from Kyneton. No, I told Jules the night before when they changed the game, but it threw sort of disarray into the Big Bash schedule a little bit too, but I thought they did really well from that afternoon to change a game that was already locked in for 11 a.m. before the test match to a 7 p.m., which made more sense, of course.
What about, speaking of the cricket, what about our man Pete Layla, who's part of our cricket commentary team?
Yeah, what did he do?
He's a ripper. Well, he got the call up into the Channel 7 box for a segment, didn't he?
Did he?
And big moment in his career, great reporter at The Australian, big part of the SEN family.
But
he decided to duke it out with Ricky Thomas. He took him on a couple of fronts.
Oh, no.
Did himself a mischief.
Oh, that's not going to go down well.
He had to apologise today for his effort, called himself, in his words, stupid.
Oh, really? So what did he say?
Well,
I didn't see the interview.
He got a little punchy with, he thought Ponting was going to go him.
Yeah.
So he got on attack.
From the get-go. That's one of your tactics.
And it can come unstuck from time to time. I relate to it. He thought, I'll get in early, I'll shop earlier and avoid the rush.
Yeah.
He started getting into Ricky about his Tim Payne friendship and here he go back whacking the journal and defending the player sort of thing. And Ricky was in a fight he didn't know he was in.
Oh, really?
And in the end, the old John Ralph.
Yeah, he had to back out, did he? Had to beep his way out.
At least he had a go.
Yeah, I'll tell you who also had a go was you last Saturday on the show. We had the fantastic Peter and Peter combination from GRV and Greyhound Racing Victoria and also McDonald's came in and we got a photo afterwards.
Yep.
Me, you, both Peters. And the Greyhound was brought in.
And the life members.
And your kit, the blue shirt and the life members, there were comments on social media. It was brutal.
It was nasty.
It was nasty. Yeah. I don't know how many people sent me just the comments. And I'm thinking, what the hell's all this about?
Yep.
This was Saturday afternoon. They look like a couple of bits of cardboard on your feet.
Oh, people just took me apart.
I told you those life members, everyone has been waiting to see him.
Only
you've got to upgrade him a little bit, Craig.
Only in Australian life can you
do something good
at Christmas, raise $65,000 for charity,
and get
and
taken
the last
down.
Act to get a photo taken with the said check, and be smashed by the community.
They didn't miss you. They didn't miss you. I didn't even pile in. I didn't even like any of their comments, Craig, and I normally would.
No, you are a liker.
I like anything to do with the show, I normally like. Even if it's bad for me, I normally like it because it's like, oh, well, that's all right. It's all good. It's all fun.
We'll take a break. We're going to come back and do more of the same, which is have a chin wag because the rundown's a little light, it's fair to say.
Well, hang on. I know that,
McDonald's
I know
and some Tyre Power.
Actually, I know it's a Christmas show, but do you think Ben's already on Christmas holidays?
Ben's had the feet up for a couple of days, it would seem.
We normally get such a big rundown that today we have got, it's a one-pager.
Like a shopping list.
It is. And there's no detail. It's just, welcome to show setup.
Yeah. I'll tell you what the tipping
point. What's on for today?
I'll tell you what the tipping point was.
What's on the menu? We haven't got to the menu yet.
He was you know, understated, behind the scenes sort of guy, and then bang,
Handsome Ben.
Flipped the whole mentality.
Yeah.
Not as hungry as he was post the Handsome incident.
Well, I wonder if we should actually get Benny. Can we get him in here
to talk
whether he's had some luck out of Margaret's comments? Is he all of a sudden...
He'd be dining out at the bar, wouldn't he?
He'd have to be, wouldn't he?
What's your name, mate? Hey, you may have heard this.
You would have heard... Oh, yeah, you have it queued up ready to go on his phone. Yeah, absolutely.
It's on his Tinder profile.
Of course it is.
100% it is. Handsome Ben.
Handsome Ben, producer of Off the Bench.
We'll be back right after this. It's all for our friends at McDonald's and, of course, Tyre Power. This is Off the Bench.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. On SEM, Off the Bench, Christmas special.
A bit of fake laugh in there too.
Yeah, I love the fake laugh.
Fake laugh was a big thing in the program in 2020, and of course you were among the great fake laughers in the business.
No, I'm not, Craig. You're a fake laugh. You fake laugh after every break.
Oh, I do not.
No, of course you don't.
Anyway, it was a big year, and Dwayne Russell, one of the great fake laughers, a big Christmas wishes to Dwayne as well. And to everyone on the network who did such a fantastic job and the sacrifices they made, we wish you and your families a very Merry Christmas. You are a movie guy,
Pix. I love movies, Hutchie.
You are
love
a
movies.
Movie guy. And people think I make this up. A lot of people say to me, tell me about old mate Pix.
Let me check
a few things. Does he have tacos every night? I say, no, he has them most nights. Does he drink Pepsi Max 3 a day? I say, tick.
You say, hang on. Oh, there's no fizz in this one. Disappointing.
Where was that?
There's no fizz in it, Arch.
Zipper's having Christmas Day off. The sound of Zoe doing a wonderful job, by the way, in the Zipper chair on Christmas Day and giving up her Christmas. And people also ask me about your movie habits.
Yeah, I love
it. Do you really watch two movies a day?
A day.
Every day. I say to people the same thing. He watches two movies per man, per day, perhaps.
Correct.
And he loves them. Now, it's because you've seen everything, this time of year, we're seeing the platforms roll out. We've seen Love Actually on every night.
Yeah, they love that, don't they?
They've rolled that out a fair bit. We've seen all the emotive stuff on Foxtel on 401 and 402.
Yep.
Tip us into something good over the holidays. I don't mind if you want to do a list or not, but I want to get an insight from you into what we should be watching.
Well, I'll tell you what I did watch. It was on Netflix, I think, or Fox. It was either on Netflix or Foxtel the other day, which is a Jason Statham movie.
Right.
I'm just trying to think of the name.
Oh, no.
It's the new... Oh, God.
Let me get on, Grandpa.
I can't think of the name of it.
Come on.
What's the new Jason Statham movie?
How can you have forgotten that already?
One of those reloaded ones. The Mechanic. It's called The Mechanic.
The Mechanic.
But it's the new Mechanic. Resurrected, I think, maybe. The Mechanic Resurrected. Yep. The Mechanic itself is a really good movie.
Are you sticking up for it?
Really sticking up for it.
Right.
That's reasonably old, but this is the new one with Statham.
You're a Statham man.
He's a hitman.
Yep.
It's really good. I am a Statham man. I love his movies.
Yep.
I think he's fantastic, but he's done well for himself considering he started in Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels as a bit of a nobody, a pommy.
It's a good movie, that.
Excellent movie. Excellent. I'll tell you what else I jumped up on Netflix I saw last night, Snatch.
Oh, yeah.
Another one of the same Richie ones.
Yep. Those English movies are terrific movies.
They're fantastic, yeah.
Guy Ritchie's a great filmmaker.
There's been I was going to see Tenet during the week, but I was talking to a guy on the weekend who went, he said he watched it with his missus and he had a few beers when he watched it and he found it very hard to follow.
Really?
And I've got mixed reviews.
You're trying to work out whether that was because of the said beers?
Well, no.
The said missus?
No, but I've spoken to another couple of people. Yeah, there was a combination of that. I was speaking to another couple of people who have said to me that they wouldn't mind seeing it again to try and really better understand the movie.
Yep.
Because I read the reviews and I didn't like the reviews, I must say.
Do you take a lot of notice of reviews?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a Lee Patchman, aren't you?
Yeah, he's fantastic. Yeah, he's fantastic. Lee Patch.
You ever disagree with him much on movies?
Oh yeah, I do. Yeah, there's movies I like that he doesn't like, and there's movies he likes I can't stand.
Yeah.
So that's my view on movies. But the new Liam Neeson movie is not bad.
What's it called?
Don't know.
Oh my goodness, where's that on Netflix?
No. It's at the movies at the moment. Really? But I saw it on.
There's a lot of.
I saw it on another site. So a movie site.
What do you mean?
Put locker. You get all the new movies.
What's this?
Oh, the kids have got me onto it.
What is
it? You get the movies before they get to the movies.
Oh, no, you're not pirating.
Well, it's not really.
You're not pirating.
I don't know. I got sent it.
Oh, no. It's been a Christmas Day bombshell.
No, it's not a bombshell. I'm not pirating movies.
I'm sitting next to a hardcore criminal.
No, that's not true.
You're nicking content.
No, I was given a site.
What is this put locker?
Well, that's where you can watch live movies.
What you must
movies are out in America?
You got to pay
basically.
For it.
No.
Oh no!
Well, I heard about it.
This is going to go viral.
I heard about
this
it.
This is a concern. We've built our reputations around here.
Anyway,
this is a big outrage since Tony Jones started complaining.
There's 100
about
of those sites. There's 100 of those sites that give you the movies anyway. But I would prefer to go to the movies, but I haven't had time to go because we've been flat strapped trying to get to Christmas. But yeah, so the new Liam Neeson movie's not bad. Not bad.
What about some old favourites that you could roll out?
Christmas movies?
Yeah.
Oh, Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it is.
It's a Christmas movie. It's not a real fun Christmas movie, but it's
really
a good action movie.
You mentioned, it'll get you in a good festive spirit.
I like Christmas Vacation. I am a Christmas Vacation man. I love Clark W. Griswold. I think he's fantastic.
He is. Was Bridget Jones's Diary a Christmas movie?
I would put that in the same category as Love Actually, yeah.
The Christmas jumper?
Yeah, they had those silly jumpers you'll be wearing this afternoon, no doubt. Are you wearing it? Have you got a Christmas jumper sort of set up?
Well, unfortunately, I've never had one, but many people have assumed it were one.
Yeah, your dress sense
I roll
is
in
horrible.
And people go, oh, thanks for making the effort.
Well done. I'll tell you what I did see online the other day. Tommy Boyd and his whole family in the Christmas, matching Christmas jumpers.
Yep.
The whole family online. So well done.
Really?
They had the red jumper. Although I didn't see Tommy's old man there. Because that doesn't really, that's not up his
he
alley.
He took one look at it and went,
no.
Not for me.
Jeff said, you all want to look like that? Good luck. I'm not doing it.
It's a lot of.
I saw the rest of the family though.
Yep, it's a lot of effort for that. But is there a movie you would sit down with as a family and watch on Christmas night? Or?
Oh, any of the Vacation I would. Christmas Vacation, I love it. Yeah. Home Alone, a bit of a Christmassy type movie. Yeah. I'm not big on The Grinch, but most people love The Grinch. Yeah. They love the movie The Grinch. I wasn't that big on it. I couldn't stand looking at his face.
Yep,
with that sort of nose all upturned and that. It's a bit much for me.
Yeah, no, I'm looking. I really missed the movies this year because the experience of going to the movies is fantastic. The challenge is we haven't had a lot of movies made.
No, that's exactly what the problem is. This is why I haven't been rushing out to the movies.
There's not a lot of
my kids went
coming.
My kids went to the movies on Wednesday and went and saw something because they've been looking at seeing what's coming out. So they all went down.
Yep.
Cousins and the and my girls went down to the Jam and watched a movie on Wednesday afternoon. So I'll tell you a great movie for the family. If you've got younger kids, Polar Express is a fantastic movie. Fantastic, yeah. For the young ones.
Good for the young ones.
I love it.
The good thing about the movie
is you'd enjoy watching it.
Gets them off the PS4 and the devices.
Oh, I'm so sick of the devices.
The devices are an issue.
They are a massive issue, Hutch. Seriously a massive issue.
It's like a kind of kid addiction, isn't it?
Oh, they just can't put them down. They just can't put their phones down. It's unbelievable. It's like you.
Fortunately, we've missed that era.
I was going to say, you're doing it as we speak. But the reality is that they just sit there and they're looking at everything. Snapchat.
Yep.
Snapchat's the main danger, man, I reckon. That's the danger one, in my view.
And they consume a lot of content. They know everything before you do.
You know what they do? They don't like watching movies as such. They watch YouTubes.
Yeah,
where it's all just grab it and go. It's all they can't.
They snack on content.
It's content, isn't it? Yeah. It's all about content, which is a great way to promote and brand promote.
Yep.
But the reality is, it's not great for the kids.
No, it isn't.
I don't think so. Anyway,
I'm with you. Now we're going to take a break because I want to get to Margaret, who's up next.
Yes, let's.
She loves
to
Christmas
Margaret.
Day tomorrow. Of course, one half of us taking her.
Yeah,
doing
I know.
The right. Oh, thing.
I wish I was going to Boxing Day cricket. Trust me, I do.
Hope you're calling in the afternoon.
I'm hoping to get there in the afternoon.
It'd be nice. We're going to speak to Margaret about 24. One more sleep for Margaret. Wish her a Merry Christmas next.
Just on that, before we get to Margaret, just quickly, what are your thoughts on Bang Bang Test Test Melbourne? It's looking likely, isn't it?
As a record time right now, it looks very likely.
Looks likely, yeah. But I think can change, I understand. But dude, we've only got a week and a half till the game. I can't see how they could possibly play it there.
My little Sydney
journalist
looking a little bit dubious.
It's looking very dubious, Craig.
Staring down the barrel what they call a credit.
I think you should be spending some time in Hobart. It's where Claire's family's from, down in Tassie.
Yeah, obviously a lot of work to do here at the same time. This is Off the Bench, right around Australia.
Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way.
On SEN, Off the Bench, Christmas special.
Can't get over that. Come on.
People, that's not Santa. That's Pickers' fake laugh.
That was Dwayne.
First show. This is Off the Bench, right around Australia. Merry Christmas, everyone. Hope you're having a magnificent time of it. We're here, of course, for the McRib and El Macco, which are back at Macca's, the Saucy McRib and Legendary El Macco, back in town for summer. Grab yours today, by the way. And for Tyre Power, your trusted tyre experts, and the summer scorcher sale is now on. Well, Christmas is about family, and one of the parts of our Off the Bench family,
yep,
the central part of our
family. A huge part of our family
is our next guest. And at the young of heart, age of 90, she'll make her second year at Boxing Day.
He'll go back to back.
See the MCG for the second time, and what back promises to be an emotional day tomorrow as sport returns to Melbourne
for the
first time in quite some time. And I say with a smile on my face as we say, this time on Christmas Day, she didn't need to call us picks. We call her.
Thank you for being a friend.
I'd have made them all walk home for starters in bare feet. They put on a shocking effort.
Some of them wouldn't get a kick in a stable.
Liam Jones?
Useless.
What a pair of flops they are.
You've heard that saying, Eddie everywhere. Well, it was Margaret everywhere.
Thank you.
It's time for a magic moment with Margaret for Magic Hand Car Wash. Give someone that new car feeling with a Magic Hand Car Wash gift card from Australia's leading car wash. Visit magichcw.com.au.
That's it. You can give someone that new car feeling with a Magic Hand Car Wash gift card this Christmas from Australia's leading car wash. Visit magichcw.com.au. And we thank Magic Hand Car Wash for their incredible support through the course of 2020. As I say, Merry Christmas! Sweetheart, how are you?
I'm very well, and a merry, merry Christmas to you and Pickus and to all the staff at SEN and all our listeners. What a lucky girl I am. You know, what a wonderful... I know it's been a sad year for a lot of people, but you know what? I've had a very happy year. You all made it so happy for me. I'm very lucky, very lucky.
And we can be there with you today in person, Margaret, too, because you've got our cardboard cutouts there.
For Christmas.
I have. You're sitting there, standing there in front of me. You know, I've had several people come in to see me for Christmas, and they all said, oh, look at the boys out there. Can we have our photo taken? Yes, go out. Out you go.
How many of your Christmas guests have unexpectedly bumped into Pickers' nose,
really?
Big hooter, on the cardboard cutouts?
No, they haven't. But, you know, I put the air conditioner on the other day, and the fan blew out there and blew him over, and I went out and I said to you, now look here, Archie.
It blew me over.
You get off his back. Leave him alone.
It blew. I'll tell you what. It wouldn't blow Archie over. We'd need a cyclone to get him over.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, he's beautiful too. I love you both.
When you look back at the year, Margaret, one of the things I remember about the initial part of the pandemic through March and April, when it's fair to say that the sea levels were rising on us all, and we were trying to be as cheerful as we could every Saturday, Pix and I, and be part of the community. And your perspective on it was that one of the things, Pix, that I look back on, Margaret's ability to remind the community that we've been through worse, your experiences.
Yeah,
back in the day,
that did help.
It really helped everybody, I think. When you look back on the year that we've had, what's your sense of emotion?
What's my sense of emotion? I just can't believe the year it's been. But, you know, I've been through worse, you know. I've been not through worse, but been through things as bad. And the emotions for the sadness, like the people that have left us in this epidemic, it's been shocking, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
But, look, I've weathered it very well with the help of all you people. And
The SEN family, Margaret. Sorry, Margaret. The SEN family that you've got now, and it is a big family because it's not just us two.
It's a big family.
They've really embraced
you.
It's a big
family.
Which
they have embraced me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was thinking that.
Go ahead, because I'm cutting you off.
No, you're right. No, I jump in too much.
Who was your favourite new one of the year? Go on.
Favourite broadcast of the year. Well, I hate saying this, but I'm straight from the shoulder. I love Dwayne.
Yeah.
Dwayne Russell. He's a lovely, lovely fellow. I love you all. You're all got beaut natures and lovely to me. But Dwayne's got a beautiful way about him with the people, and he gets a bit of flack sometimes, and he can always just get around it very nicely. And they're all lovely. I shouldn't say just one, but Dwayne stands out. He's a lovely boy.
You've done a fantastic job, Dwayne, this year, didn't you?
Oh, what a wonderful first up
He's
performance.
He's done a wonderful
yeah.
job.
Yeah. He's a good fit for us. We took a while to get him here.
Yeah,
we got him here finally.
He's been transformational, well, no doubt about it. And
he's been very, very good. You've got a lovely lot of listeners. And, you know, the overnight crowd, they're a beautiful crowd. You've got to just stop and listen who they are. They're people that are sick. They're people that are very lonely. They're people that can't sleep, bedridden, some of them.
And your companion...
And they depend mostly on that night show. You've no idea how much. They miss it so much when it's not...
When it's not on.
Their favourites, their family. They call them their family. They love them.
Well, I want
to... It's a wonderful show.
It really is, and they've done a fantastic job, the overnight crowd. And I want to take this opportunity, if I can, to thank Tobin Brothers Funerals, Celebrating Lives, and particularly James McLeod, the Managing Director, and his team, for their support of that community, because they have partnered that show for a very long time. They've been responsible for keeping it on and live through the heart of the year, and we've obviously had a couple of challenges here and there, but it's been a phenomenal effort. And I think it's that companionship in the radio being on overnight, Margaret, that people like yourself love. You're like Pix, you're not a great sleeper.
That's right.
I'm not a terrible sleeper. I am. I have little snaps, you know, and I'll wake up, and the first thing I'm listening for is who's on. And there's one guy that rings every night, and he, at the moment, he's doing it pretty tough, and I'm worried about him. It's Ed from Perth.
Yep.
And so we wish him all the best for Christmas, and I already did last night. I wished them all a Merry Christmas, but... No, they're a great, great crowd. Look, you do a wonderful... It's a sporting channel, I know. But underneath it all, it's a family channel. It's the same people ring in and in, day and night, morning, afternoon. And, you know them. I know them from all over.
Absolutely, I totally agree.
Would you believe from America, from Singapore, Stuart from Singapore... Bali, there's people ringing, repeat it, and send messages to one another. It's just a marvellous channel, and yet it's a sports channel. But there you go. It's a very family channel, and you're to be congratulated for the year that you've put on in a very tough year, you've held it all together.
It was nothing to do with Pixie and I, Margaret. It was all about the wonderful producers here and the panel operators and the engineers who worked in difficult, trying
Handsome
times.
Ben's one of them.
Handsome Ben among them, who had a breakout year as a rising star.
Oh, Handsome Ben, beautiful Ben. Beautiful boy.
Yeah.
So is Geordie, a gorgeous boy. They're all lovely. I love them all. I could put my arm around yous all.
What do you think about...
I would be very lost without you.
Well, we'd be lost without you, Margaret. We love you dearly. And thank you for your perspective, I think, through the year and your compassion for the community. You're right, radio stations at their heart are a part of our community, and that's what we seek to be. We don't always get it right, that's for sure, but we seek to be an extension of what the community is outside, and you reflect that better than any of our listeners. And we love you for it, and you're a big part of our hearts. And we can't wait for tomorrow. Let's get our mind on a Boxing
Day.
Let's
talk.
How good is this going to be?
I can't wait for tomorrow. I'd love to see them rip through them again, but it was... tremendous the other day. It's a wonder you didn't hear me there at your place. I couldn't believe what was going on. And my sister had to go out and do a message, and she was away for an hour. And she came back and she said, "What's happened to the cricket? Did we have rain or something?" I said, "No.
We finished them off.
Boom, boom, they're gone."
Do you
they're
want
them?
Yeah. Are you hoping that we bat or bowl tomorrow so you can see it?
Bat.
Oh, I would love it. I would love it.
Bat first, I reckon, Margaret.
It's going to be an emotional day. I'm a bit an emotional person, and I loved Dino, and and it's going to be a lovely tribute to her. I know they'll do a good job.
Margaret, they're certainly, I'm sort of across where it's all at, and it's a bit under. Yeah, they don't really want to let everyone know yet, but I can tell you it'll be around. It'll be in the tea break. The majority of it, so make sure you don't go anywhere at tea because it'll be fantastic.
I won't go anywhere, don't worry. Well, I've got the...
The Rottweiler won't be going too far.
Well, there'll be no scones left by tea anyway with the Rottweiler there. We've had a...
No, the good thing is...
About three trucks parked outside the MCG full of jam and cream since about August.
Just stop it.
They don't come until tea. That's the beauty of the tea break. That's when those scones and jam and cream come.
It'd be like a seagull on a chip.
Yeah.
Just stop it.
Can the Indians bounce back?
Oh, God, love us. Beg your pardon?
Can the Indians bounce back?
Oh, yes, they can. Don't worry. I wish Kohli had taken Bumrah home with him.
He's a good bowler, isn't he? He's a good bowler.
He's a terrific bowler.
He's a good bowler.
His run-up looks unspectacular.
Beautiful story about him too, wasn't it? How he grew up, you know, a little boy losing his father at the age of four. And his mother had put a cricket ball in his hand and said, you've got to learn to play cricket. So he wasn't allowed to go out in the streets, so he bowled in his lounge room in the one of the rooms at home, and he bowled all day with the cricket ball until he learned how to bowl.
That's a beautiful story. Speaking of families at Christmas, I don't know if you saw this week. I reckon I watched it 10 times on my social feed, and I smiled every time. Tiger Woods and his son Charlie Woods.
That was good.
Was one of the most beautiful things you'll ever see, wasn't it? How good was that?
Beautiful. 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 It's lovely, isn't it? And you know, the same action. Did you notice, you know? Oh.
Dead ringer.
And then we pumped his hand when he got it in a hole in one. He pumped it. he pumped his hand, didn't he?
He made an eagle, you know that?
Did he really?
He made an eagle, the 11-year-old. They played his ball. He's hit a 5-wood dog leg deliberate hook around the corner.
Yep.
170 yards, 5-wood to 6 feet and made the putt.
Staggering.
He made his first eagle with his old man on national television at the age of 11. It was magic. And he smiled and, oh, I loved it. It made me think a lot about life and what it is and means. And Tiger said it was one of the best things he'd ever done in his life, you know,
It's a really good concept, though.
Yeah. Share that experience with his son. Magnificent. How good, Margaret. How good. Are there any of your family you want to give a big cheerio to today? I know there'll be a few out there of your wonderful family. By the way, we're going to replay Kathleen a little bit later on in the show, which we're looking forward to.
Oh, good. She'll love that. I'd like to send a cheerio to her and her family, and a cheerio to all my family that listen every week, my nephews, my Darren and Kim and few others. They all listen every week, and Dorothy, my younger sister, she follows you right, left and centre, and she loves it too. So cheerio to them all, and aren't we lucky the three girls are still here.
Yeah, my
celebrate
word.
Celebrate Christmas.
It's well, you're beautiful. Healthy, that's the main thing.
Could we trouble you for a song to finish off today?
A Christmassy one, Margaret.
Well, I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Good on you, Margaret. Have a great day. Enjoy tomorrow.
Merry Christmas, Margaret.
I will. I'll love it. I can't wait.
We can't wait either.
See you there.
See you there tomorrow. Bye, darling. Margaret from Sunbury, who's didn't get to go to the MCG, her beloved place, till she was 89 years of age, Pix.
Yeah, we didn't. We couldn't have our big party.
We made a radio hour.
Oh, absolutely. We did the best we could. But
Jim Payne rang in.
That was funny.
All the way with LJ rang in.
He did. He had no idea that he'd been referred to as useless a few years ago.
He started to take a bit of offence at the start.
Well, I can't believe
Joining us is a man we called useless.
Who? What? What?
What do you mean?
he got straight on the back foot. Anyway.
No, he's a great sport.
He was.
And we thank Margaret.
He's certainly not useless, that's for sure.
We love her dearly, and we look forward to seeing her tomorrow as well. In fact, we're gonna take a break right after this. We might just change the sequence a little bit. The time that Kathleen joined us during the year, which is Margaret's older 94-year-old sister, we surprised her.
It was very good.
We're going to relive that after the break on Off the Bench.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
On SEN, Off the Bench, Christmas special.
There it is. This is Off the Bench right around Australia. It was beautiful to speak to Margaret. I can't wait for tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It'll be a good day for you. I just wish I could be there, but I'll be getting regular check-ins. Don't worry.
It's like, you know, when you look at Christmas through a kid's eyes, that's how I look at Boxing Day through Margaret's eyes.
Last year I spent the whole day with her. She was that excited about everything. And I mean, it's such a fantastic view when you're there.
Yep.
And it was a great game last year. It'll be a cracking game.
I think
we've cracking seen... day, 27 degree day, MCG, sparkling MCG, beautiful deck. It's going to be great.
We've seen it empty for so long. It's been like, it's been the biggest reminder point of our struggles for the year, and we look forward to it. I mentioned Kathleen before the break. Now, Kathleen's oldest, Margaret's older sister, Kathleen, is 94, would you believe? She's gorgeous. She lives in Townsville, and we only got wind of this really earlier in the year and how funny they were on the phone with each other. Kathleen breaks for Carlton. Got a little bit of an inkling that she doesn't like Mick Malthouse
a whole lot. She wasn't a mad Malthouse fan, no.
You be the judge. Let's reflect on the time that Kathleen joined us.
You know, my sister rang me
Kathleen?
From Townsville.
Yep.
Yeah, Kathleen. And she says, we've won. We beat it. I said, yes, we won 61 to 59. She said, hang on. There's a mark. I said, no. And that rotten
Robbie Gray.
Gray kick got the, I knew he'd kick it. I knew he's a good footballer. Good footballer. I knew he'd kick it and threw the post. And I'll tell you what. They'll review that game over and over again. They won it and lost it in the last few minutes, the Blues.
Who went the early crow? Did Kathleen ring you or did you ring Kathleen?
She rang me first. She rang me. Oh, that's probably about the third or fourth time on the day. She rang me and she said, we've won, we've won. I said, yes, we've won, we've won. And hang on. No, there's a mark. Oh, God, no. Oh, I said, he'll kick this, he'll kick this. And he did, he kicked it.
It was a great guy.
I've seen Favola kick the start from the same spot on more than one occasion. Fed kicked a goal from there. And a winning goal, too.
What about, will you remember the Malcolm Blight famous goal at Princess Park in 76?
Oh, don't remind me. I'll never forget it.
He kicked
it. He reckons it was 60 metres, but, it was a long kick, I tell you.
Kathleen, who when she was on the show that famous Saturday morning, Kathleen's the older sister, I should say.
Yeah.
For those who don't know.
Yes, she's
93?
Yes.
92, I think.
Come in September, she'll be 94.
There you go.
94.
We'll have to celebrate her birthday as well. But a lot of fans. She won a lot of people over with her honesty and candour.
Oh, I'll tell you what, she can get real honest. If you catch her on a bad day.
Yeah, Zipper had his finger right on the button.
On 7 second delay, Kathleen.
Oh, she's a dag. She's a really funny lady, I tell you. She's as witty as they come.
We might even give her a quick bell out the back if Ben's got her number, and we might see if we can ask her about that. What happened at the end of the game last week for the Blues? And see if we can get her for a couple of minutes.
Well, Zipper puts Zipper on edge. He's on the edge of his seat if we get Kathleen on.
Now, the masks, Margaret, I heard you're getting yourself involved in this. Is that right?
My niece yesterday rang me. On the iPad, got working.
Yep.
She gave me a lesson on the iPad with making the mask. And she said, now, come on, you can do this. So she's given me a full lesson and come dived around the street in the car. I'll toot the horn. And out the front, I'll give you the pattern. And today's the day I'm going out after, and I'm going to make the mask.
Are you
going to
make them in the Carlton colours?
Well, if I get it, I've got to get out and get the material. Someone's got to get me in the material. And I haven't got that in the house. I've got some bit of floral, nice stuff.
That's amazing. I reckon this is one of the great community stories that you're going to make masks for the community today. That is one of the best things I've heard in a long, long time, and speaks volumes of your character. I just want to give you a little heads up. If you're going to make one for Pickers, you're going to need a couple of bedspreads or bed sheets. Because to get over that nose, you're going to need like probably about 4 metres of fabric.
Have you seen...
You're going to need...
Have you got no mirrors at your place,
you're going to need to go to Ray's Outdoors or something?
One thing I'm used to in the family is a big hook, as they call my brother the hook.
I hope you don't mind, Margaret. We've taken the liberty of ringing your sister, Kathleen, up in Townsville. Are you there, Kathleen?
Yeah, I'm here.
We've got your younger sister, Margaret, on the phone. We're talking about... We're talking about the finish of the game last week. Did you go the early crow and think the Blues were home and ring Margaret?
Yes.
Oh, and it's shocking. That was a shame we bloody lost. We shouldn't have lost. We were the better side.
You had your chances, Kathleen.
I know, but we've just got to learn to kick a little bit better, I think.
So you did you ring your sister and say we've won?
No. I didn't ring because I was too disappointed. If we lose, we don't ring. But when we're winning, we ring all the time, and Flurry sings the song then, see, and we sing the song together.
Flurry. Blow that.
What do you reckon, Kathleen? Can they make the eight, the Blues?
Oh, of course.
They've got to win today.
Of course.
They've got to win today, Kathleen. They can't drop this game.
I know. They've got to win.
I think they will.
But we've got Eddie now. We've got a good side actually this year, really. We're better than before, aren't we?
Is this a better team than the one that Mick Malthouse had, Kathleen?
Oh dear! I don't know how you mentioned his name. I thought he'd gone into orbit.
I couldn't resist. I know. Shouldn't have.
He's like a ferret. He should get back in his hole.
Why have you done this, Hutchie?
I didn't need to do that.
You didn't need to.
I knew what I was going to get to. I didn't need to.
Yeah, he's probably mixing up trying to have his breakfast. And
he's a great man, Mick. He's a fantastic.
Anything you want to say
to your sister before I let you go, Kathleen?
Oh, darling, we'll win today, so don't you worry. We'll be there kicking goals today.
Oh, you must.
No worries.
Good.
Not long till the game,
we'll
ladies.
Be there.
It's only you.
Yep. What I'm disappointed about, too, is three games are going to Cairns, and we've got a lovely ground here.
In Townsville?
We've got a lovely club here.
Townsville, have you? Oh, I heard the Blues are actually going up to Townsville.
Cairns.
Are you disappointed?
Yes. Oh, it's disgusting.
It's only an hour from... How far is it, a couple of hours?
I went up to Cairns to watch them one year. And it rained that much, we were wet right through the skin. We were that wet.
Well, they're going to be in northern Queensland. You might have to be our Blues correspondent up there, Kathleen, for northern Queensland when they get there. We'll let you go, Kathleen. Thanks for taking our call.
Okay, darling. We'll win today. Don't worry. Okay.
Bye, Kathleen.
Bye, love.
See you, Margaret, ladies.
Bye. Margaret, your sister's a character, isn't she?
She blew that. She did ring me. We won.
Never mind. It doesn't matter.
She forgets. Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's a real character. I tell you what. She can barrack too. Oh.
We better let you go. Is there a little song to finish with for us?
This will do. On top of all smoky, all covered in snow, I lost my true lover for courting so slow. Bye for now, boys.
See you, Margaret. Oh, jeez.
that was so good.
I did enjoy that, yeah, I must say.
We're back live, by the way.
I did enjoy that. I thought it was fantastic because we didn't know that was coming.
Yep.
The anti-Mick stuff. I mean, not that we like Mick, but, I mean, fair to say Kathleen didn't. He wasn't a fan.
And she's got a great sense of humour, sharp sense of humour, runs through the whole family, no question. Yeah. Hey, a lot of fun there. Big hour ahead. We're going to reflect a bit more on the year gone. We're going to have a bit of a laugh. We might have a glass of sherry, you and I, a little tipple. Well, Paddy will be six deep.
No, don't be like that.
Have a half glass each before the day starts.
Are you a glass half full or a glass half empty man, Craig?
This is Off the Bench, another big hour to come right after this.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
On SEN, Off the Bench, Christmas special.
Oh, it's a fake laugh and a half. This is Off the Bench right around Australia. It's great to have your company on Christmas Day. It's great to have your company on Boxing Day. And this is Off the Bench, of course, for the McRib and El Maco. We're back at Macca's and the saucy McRib and legendary El Maco back to summer. And, of course, for Tyre Power Picks, awarded Canstar Blues' most satisfied customers.
Again.
Big summer holidays ahead for everybody as we head into today. You're obviously down at Kyneton. How long are you staying in Kyneton for, by the way?
Back boxing afternoon because I've got to come back and call the game, the Big Bash game. Yeah, there's a double header, I think. Boxing night, so there's I'm doing the earlier game, 6 till 9, I think it goes.
Have you found the Big Bash so far?
Yeah, it's getting better by the game, I reckon.
Yep.
Yeah, batting's starting to improve. Like the bowlers have dominated early games.
Always tough in December for whatever reason for batters.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure, but there'll be more and more runs scored, and a few of the players are starting to find some really good touch. So yeah, I've been watching. It's been good, really good.
When the summer ahead, obviously we've got limited means to we can't go overseas.
Yeah.
It's hard to get to New South Wales at the moment. I don't know what's going to happen there.
Oh, New South Wales, I'd be steering well clear of for the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Regional Victoria, big listenership for us will be a light.
Oh, that'll be good luck getting. But that the holiday destinations yes. Like Lorne, Apollo Bay, and that you cooked,
very
I think.
Tough. Down Are Sorrento there any little sleepers you could stick up for? Little places that you reckon?
Hall's Gap, fantastic.
You love Hall's Gap.
Yeah,
the Kangaroos.
Just out of stall. Oh, it's a fantastic spot. I'm not sure you'll get accommodation there even.
Yeah.
It's pretty busy.
Leaving aside the challenge of finding somewhere, what are the places you reckon in Victoria that are worth a bo peep?
Well, certainly if you haven't been to the Grampians, you do yourself a favour and get to the Hall's Gap. Hall's Gap's fantastic, yeah. That's my area. That's probably the pick of our area.
I was down in Woodend the other day.
Woodend's lovely. It's where one of my sisters lives.
Beautiful town, Woodend.
So Alicia,
have a look around there. Just near the Hanging Rock Racecourse, of course.
Yeah, Hanging Rock. Woodend's lovely.
Yep.
Chappie's moved there. Paul Chapman's moved there.
Has he?
Bopper's got a place there.
Has he really, Bopper?
Yeah, one of my mates, yeah.
The man who gets the stories wrong.
He does not get the stories wrong.
He does.
What are you talking about?
He gets them wrong.
Does not. Fool.
I'm sticking up for the Gippsland Lakes, as you know.
Yeah, that's good
if
too.
If you haven't had a chance to go down to Gippsland.
We're pretty lucky because we do all the country race meetings. Like Bucking Caves, it's awesome.
Yep.
You know, we know it's beautiful there.
Yep.
The Gippsland Lakes is fantastic.
I reckon Painesville, if you haven't had a look at Painesville.
Another one of my mates has got a house at
really?
On Raymond Island.
It's beautiful, Painesville. It's one of people don't realise how wonderful the Gippsland Lakes is.
Mm.
Nogba's got 90-mile beach down there, which I can't remember how long it goes for, but it goes for a
Wilson's
long way.
Wilson's Prom go down that way.
Wilson's Prom's very nice.
Yeah, 90-mile beach, yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure either.
Sea Spray, great little spot near Sale.
Oh, yeah, near Sale, yeah, yep, yeah.
Meetung. The Meetung Pub, was it? The Meetung Pub in the Gap this year.
That's the one when we do our flying trips.
Yep.
We fly over it. You make us fly over it every time, don't you?
Yeah, I love it.
But that is good. That's the one
right
you get
on the water.
Can you get the boat there, can't you?
Yep.
To Meetung.
Right
yeah.
on the water.
Then you can go up.
I took Claire there for a look. And we got a vanilla slice across the road at the pie shop.
Yeah, of course you did. Yeah. You had more than a snot block, mate. I know you. You would have had a pie or two as well. Maybe a Boston bun.
Beautiful part of the world, Meetung. I love those little places where the water ends and there's water on either side of the main street, which is how it is at Meetung.
Yeah, it is.
Fantastic.
Well, lakes is like that.
And all the way up through Cairn River. As kids, this was our childhood. We were of humble means, but we would...
Everyone, I think, was that we know.
We would save up and do the motel in...
Generally
Marimula or Narooma.
And it would have been a motel too.
It was a motel.
Sharing the one room.
Oh, yeah, it was all...
Beds all across the room.
We would all... get in the car and we would do all the things that we'd go, generally, we'd go through Gippsland and visit relatives on the way.
Yep.
Got aunties in Maule and Traralgon.
Yep.
Lakes Entrance was a big place. We nearly moved to Lakes Entrance at one stage.
Really? Big Ash Gilbert territory.
Yes. Great town, Lakes. Good. Sensational place to go for the holidays.
We broadcast from there this year.
The Main Street. I think you were there.
No, you weren't there. I did it with Scotty. We did it from the pub.
Yep. It's a great spot, Lakes Entrance. Magnificent spot. And then you get up through Cairn River, you go across, you got to do a bit of a right to Mallacoota. You can miss the Mallacoota turn off, but it's beautiful. A fire afflicted place, Mallacoota.
Yep.
Then you get into your Edens.
Yeah, gotcha.
Fish. How good's a fish in Eden? Fresh fish out of the water.
I don't eat enough fish and I love fish.
Oh, it's wonderful.
I don't eat more of it.
Then you go your Bega.
Yeah.
Your Pambula, Marimbula.
Pambula, yeah, yep.
And then you got Narooma up the road, which is. Again, we loved numerous kids. It's a little bit of a slightly older demographic these days.
Yep.
But love that part of New South Wales.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to get... Say we're staying out of New South Wales, right? So we want to stay in Victoria.
You can go as far as Mallacoota at the moment.
Yeah. So then you can go Echuca way.
Wonderful.
You can go up around, Wodonga. It's pretty much on the Murray.
What was the holiday spot of choice for the Wimmera's kids? Probably the city, I guess.
Yeah, We'd come to Melbourne quite a lot to watch sport.
They'd say to you, we're going down to the Big Smoke, and you took it literally. You thought, it's time to have a Big Smoke.
Well, Hutchie, I didn't have a lot of choice. I was in the Toyota Corona.
Yep.
in between mum and dad because I wasn't trusted in the back with the kids, and the old man's chain smoking darts with the windows up.
Yep.
That was how it was back then.
I think you and I got something in common, which is sad, but probably part of our friendship is I lost a mum and you lost your dad.
Yeah.
I love hearing stories about your dad because I would have loved to meet him. And the one you told during the, I know, could you retell it for me? The time that he dropped the long necks on the way to the cricket, the beers. If you wouldn't mind telling it again, it saves us playing the rerun of it. I'd just love to hear it again.
Okay. Well, I can tell.
Tell us the story.
So we came down to Melbourne. So it was mum and the girls.
Yep.
And we were in a motel room in the city. So it was basically top of Chinatown.
Yep.
So Flinders Lane or one of those places.
It was Christmas time, wasn't it?
Little Burke Street. Yeah, it was Christmas time. It was Boxing Day test.
Yep.
So we're there. So we come down and we're staying there. We move in. Mum's taking the girls off to some sort of a Broadway show down the road.
She loves that.
And the old man and I are going off to the Boxing Day test.
Yep.
This is about 1980. It's whatever the date was.
How old were you reckon?
Well, I can tell you exactly because whatever date the day that Dennis Lilly knocked over Viv Richards on the last ball of the day, it was that day. Anyway, so we go off.
So how old were you roughly?
13.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yep.
At that stage. Anyway, so all good. And fabulous, so excited about it all. The old man and I are up early because, cricket, we've got to be there and pack the esky. So he packs his esky. It's full of long necks.
Yep.
A foam esky. It's full of long necks, full of ice, full of long necks. Probably got a dozen long necks in there. He's got all the ice packed in there in a damn foam esky.
And a well-packed esky.
Really well-packed because he was
layers.
He's an OCD guy a little bit like me. So he doesn't like mess and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, so he packs it full of it. Mum does the right thing. She puts a sandwich in there for me and, maybe a couple of sandwiches to get me through the day and a can of Coke.
Yep.
Anyway, we walk out the front door. We go down the lift. We walk out the front door. We walk one step onto Little Burke Street to go walk up the hill because we're going to walk it there because we're not going far.
Yep.
And the backside fell completely out of the esky and smashed every bottle in the esky. It went, and the old man was fuming. He said, "I told your mother not to pack those bloody sandwiches. Look what she's done." It ruined his whole day. His whole day was ruined.
He blamed the sandwich.
He blamed the sandwich. He sort of tipped him over the edge.
He reckoned he had the balance right on the long necks.
He thought the balance was sweet until she shoved those couple of sandwiches in for a 12, 13-year-old so he could get through a day's play in a can of Coke. The old man. Oh, that ruined his day.
He was
a bit frugal with money too. He had the ball shop and get a whole new deck. Because that were the days you could bring your own eskies in. There was a lot of standing.
A little careful, was he?
Oh, he didn't. No, he was just careful with his money. Yeah. A little careful, yeah. Yeah, he was. He used to reckon mum was, but I think it was more him when it came to that sort of stuff. But yeah, that ruined his day.
And did he tell
we got to the cricket and we watched Australia make about 200, I think. Hughes made a brilliant 100.
Yep.
And we got to, because the cricket wasn't being broadcast into Melbourne because you'd only watch the cricket live in the bush.
Yeah,
in the last session. So the old man said, right, let's go. He was flat from the start of the day. We got back, let's go to the hotel. You can watch the last hour in the hotel. What happens the last hour? Dennis Lilly gets three or four for, I think he got.
He
bowled Viv Richards on the last ball of the day and we were sitting in the damn hotel room watching on a little black and white TV because the old man, he'd done his nana because he dropped all his bottles at the start of the day, all his Melbourne bitters smashed on Burke's Street.
What did he say when Paddy P got home?
Oh, no, he blew up at her. Blew her head gasket. No, she was still there when he had to come back in. He had to go and rebuy an esky. I think he actually took it in a bag in the finish. I think he got a plastic bag and put a bit of ice in and took it that way.
Poor Paddy P.
Oh, yeah, she copped it.
Was he a Melbourne bitter man, was he?
He was a Melbourne bitter man, yeah, Melbourne bitter.
What was his gasper of choice?
Oh, I think it was a Peter Jackson guy. Yeah. I can't remember, to be honest.
How did he feel about you having a...
I know. I never spoke in front of Dad.
Didn't you?
No. Not when I was a kid. I might have had a couple of towards the end.
Yep.
But I wasn't really smoking. So I was playing footy. So it didn't really worry me. But he just openly sitting there and chewing. My man had 100 different habits. It was hilarious.
He was a TV addict. Was he?
He would love it. He died. Unfortunately, he died. And I miss my dad, obviously. He died in 1995, January 1995. So 25 years ago. Coming up 26. And... But he'd been sick for 2 months in hospital intensive care. But he missed Foxtel. He missed all this Fox footy and Fox cricket. Oh, mate, he would not have slept.
Yeah.
He'd be like Margaret. He would watch sport day and night.
Yeah.
He loved doing night shift.
Yep.
He's a fraction antisocial, my old man.
Yeah.
A fraction antisocial. He liked to stick to himself.
Good on him.
Loved being with the family.
I'd have loved to have met him.
But yeah, he was a fantastic fella.
Yeah,
people warmed to him. But he never really went out of the way for anybody, except for us, the kids.
Yep.
And mum, obviously.
Yep. And she's just so wonderful, your mum. And anyway. Again, cheers, Paddy P.
Oh, yeah,
that
Paddy.
Was what set her on a journey. Don't never spill a drop since.
Paddy. Oh, mate, that story, yeah. I told it during the year, but even when I retell it to mates, because I've got a couple of mates that asked me to tell it over a couple of beers. And once you've had a couple of beers, you get a little bit more into it. But anyway.
I think of my dear mum at this time of year. My mum passed on New Year's Eve.
What year was that?
1994.
Yeah, so just not long before my old man.
Yeah.
As in, like, New Year's Eve 94. So 93 or 94?
I was 21, so it was New Year's Eve 1993.
It was about a year, I reckon, before my dad. So I remember at the time we were mates.
It was New Year's Eve 1994, 95.
Oh, so it was a week before then.
I to be honest with you, I kind of block out the year in my head because it's such a traumatic time. But
yeah,
happened on New Year's Eve when I was, and my dear dad, and the thing of him, he turns 80 in January, but he had to find us all on New Year's morning.
Oh, shocking. Yeah.
Which was just incredible.
Yeah, no, I mean, no,
my mum
knew how close Christmas. You were. And you know how close you were to your mum.
She ran all of our lives. She was the
matriarch.
She was the, yeah.
She was the Amanda of your family. Amanda, you were
yeah, very similar traits. And she would, she never drank, my mum, but she would.
That's the thing. Neither does my mother, by the way.
She had like even a sip on Christmas Day. She was like silly as a wheel. Very funny.
At least she knew.
Very funny.
Oh, no.
And was in everything. So thinking of her and my old man who turns 80 in general, we were looking forward to that. It'll be a good day.
Good man, Kenny. Your dad's a ripper.
I asked him, what restaurant?
I think you're a bit hard on him at times. But
well, not in the Billy Goat. He's Australia's slowest tote operator. He is.
He did get a holiday for doing that, didn't he?
Because he wants to chat to everyone.
Well, he's what I call a detail guy.
Yeah.
And you know I like detail guys.
You wouldn't think that someone as loved as my dad and as carefree as my dad could have such a polarizing son like me when you think about it.
Oh,
like,
you are polarizing.
Like, he got not one person has anything but love and care for little Kenny, and somehow he ended up with a polarizing son.
Why are you so polarizing, Craig? I mean, it might be maybe that when we do our New Year's show.
I'm not the one doing the polarizing. I don't know. Just how people
perceive you,
react to me, Pix.
The amount of you talk about people asking you about me. What's he like? How many people do you reckon ask me what you're like?
No idea.
Or have an opinion and then say to me, oh, gee, blah, blah, blah. I go, well, he's actually not like that. But anyway, if you really want to.
People have generally got an opinion of me before I've met them.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Depends when you're
usually spot on.
Normally on the money. Yep. Tick.
You've created this show.
Says you. Says you. The amount of people that are even tweeting me now going, you're going to be at the college lawn this afternoon. I'm going there with a few boys. It's like, come on, guys. It's my local pub. I'm not there every minute of every day.
Yeah. We might talk pubs after the break. It has been a tough year for pubs. We might have a little bit of a cheerio to the pubs after this. This is Off the Bench. There's Christmas and, of course, Boxing Day right around Australia.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
On SEN, Off the Bench, Christmas special.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
On SEN, Off the Bench, Christmas special.
Good to be spending some Christmas with you, Pixie. We can't be far off the pudding and a bit of Christmas ham. I normally overdo the ham, go pretty hard.
I like it with a bit of hot mustard.
Wonderful ham, isn't it? Christmas ham.
Yeah, I don't eat ham a lot, though. I really like it.
All of a sudden, it tastes like the best thing in the world at Christmas time, ham.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I want to give a bit of a cheer.
Roast pork's our go-to Christmas lunch.
Oh, is it?
There's a fight for that crackle. Paddy Pete.
Yep.
Sally tried to do it a couple of years ago. Yep. Oh, the crackle was not quite right.
Really?
Paddy gets involved.
Did you give her feedback on that?
Of course I did. She does a great job, Sal. She hosts Christmas every year. So, her and Rob.
Do you have to contribute fiscally to that?
I always offer. I normally do, I think, yeah. Whenever I have to, I put in.
Yeah, surely you've got to put your hand in your pocket once in a while, Pete.
Of course I do. Actually, I'm not frugal.
Get around the family.
No, I am very...
Make a contribution.
I always do, Craig.
I want to give a shout out to the pubs. You know I love pubs.
You
love pubs,
you know, You don't love pubs like I love pubs, though. I like old-fashioned pubs. I don't mind the TAB. Yep. I don't like, I'm not a pokey guy as such, but I love having a TAB in there.
I love the post-up at the pub.
The what?
Sitting up at the counter.
Yeah, yeah, you're a counter guy.
I'm a poster guy, a post-up guy.
No, I'm a leaner.
Are you?
Yeah, side window, side door, chairs and table.
Of all the mini Christmas parties we had here at the office, because everyone has to do their own,
yeah.
I snuck into the one part of the sales teams on Tuesday.
Where were they at?
It was at the Middle Park Bowls Club. Is that a good
spot,
setup?
Good spot.
And that's a bit of an old school pub feel about it. Then I went to the Middle Park afterwards.
Middle Park Hotel, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a great little
pub. I haven't been there for a while. That's a good, that's a good pub.
So if you were to rank your five favourite pubs around Victoria.
Ooh. College Lawn's going to be number one.
You got College Lawn at one?
Yeah. Oh, and then I'll do my regional ones first.
Yep.
I am the Union Hotel on Chapel Street. I'm a very close to home, shop close to home guy.
You love the Union?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I like all those other pubs. I just don't like travelling to get to a pub.
Yep.
Richmond have got a million good pubs.
What do you like? Good pubs. Oh, I had a beer at the Richmond Club Hotel the other day.
Yeah, good. I enjoy it.
Yep.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it there.
Got a big pub feel about it.
I like the London Tavern. I think that's a really good pub. In Melbourne.
Yep.
I'm not a CBD guy, I must say.
The pubs are about suburbs.
Yeah, I drink in suburbs.
What about your favourite bush pub?
Oh, Gift Hotel and Stall.
Yep.
Of course, it's going to be up there. I have plenty of good pubs in the bush. Jesus, some good pubs.
Yeah, there's some belters.
Yeah, it depends where you go. You'll always find a decent pub that where you can just have a couple of convenials and no problems. People will have a chat.
Yep.
Friendly pubs. There was one pub we went to a country race meeting. I'm not sure where it was. It was Gippsland Way. We walked in and, they gave us filthy looks after one of those race meetings. There were a couple of the locals sitting at the bar, real sort of mountain men. And they gave us, because the girls came in, Janine and Liana, I think it was Sim, and it was like, let's get out of here quick. Me and Scotty got our takeaways and got the hell straight out of there.
One of my long-time Christmas traditions back in the day was to go and see weddings, parties, anything.
You love widows, yeah.
Go and see the widows, and there's a real community around the world. Andy Marr's a widow fan.
Yeah, he's a widow. So is Rowan Connolly, I think.
Yeah, so is the Minister for Sport, Martin Pakula.
So is that a
he loves going to the widows.
Yeah, Corno hotel job, isn't it?
Well, how's this? So weddings, parties, anything, it broke up 10 years ago. They've done a few reunions, but Mick Thomas and Lead Singers at other bands. Anyway, this year I noticed that Mick Thomas and the Roving Commission were playing the Corner on the weekend. Saturday night and Sunday lunch matinee.
Last week?
12:30, yeah. Seated or better.
Yeah, but
COVID. The
COVID's got
that's what I thought.
Corner's got a great setup there.
That has got my name written all over it.
Yeah.
So I reached out to my old mate, Gears, from Warrigal.
Yeah, he's a fan.
Hashtag the Quays.
The Quays.
he reckons he gets a lot of people texting him the word Quays every time we bring it up.
Paul Quay.
If you know Justin and you're listening right now, send him the word Quays on text.
Quays.
After he thought that was the
Torquay
name of the...
Torquay was Quays. Torquays.
He thought the name of the hotel was the Quays.
Yep.
Staying at the Quays. Anyway, and we got Mazza together.
Yep.
And Roy. Old mate Roy.
Yeah, the Bulldogs
four
fan.
Of us.
Yep. And we very slow left-handed batsman.
I booked myself a table. I looked forward to it all week. I worked a little extra hard to get through things on Saturday. I thought,
today,
get to the front door.
And away we go.
Bumper.
What's happened?
Well, the matinee got cancelled, unbeknownst.
He got cancelled.
Well, the bloke of the door said, oh, yeah, there was something happened last night. They were decided to roll into last night's show. And, yeah, unfortunately, there's no matinee.
Oh.
I've never looked forward to something more.
So the boys come down from the bush for it.
Well, they all live around Melbourne, but we got together. Where were that?
I hope you at least stayed and had a beer with them.
I stayed for the afternoon across the road at the Richmond Club and then went down to the Botanical and talked.
Oh, that's what I'm going to say. So that's more your – talking about me, what's your favourite pubs? You're not a pub guy like that.
Botanical's my local.
You used to be a bush inn guy. But now you're a botanical which is not really a pub, though.
It's a great pub. It's really... It is,
I know it says the Botanical Hotel. I like the Botanical too, but...
It's a great pub.
It's not a real pub, though.
It's a real pub, Pix.
No, it's not. It's a bar restaurant.
It's got all of those things, but it has got a great pub feel to it.
No, I'm not... We had our Christmas drinks there.
Yeah.
I understand. I like the Botanical. I do. And it's flying at the moment.
Yeah,
it's airborne at the moment.
You're a bit more your sort of grungier style pub, aren't you?
Well... Yeah, I like a bit of room, and I like a beer garden. I love a beer garden.
Be a good thing for us to do.
The man Eric has got an outside beer garden there.
I was up at in Mildura the other day, and they got the Sandbar, which is the big beer garden up there. The American in Echuca.
Did you catch up with Colby?
No, I missed him narrowly in town.
Oh,
I was in briefly.
Yep.
But yeah, it's a there's some wonderful beer gardens. If you got some suggestions on beer gardens, send them around. We might go and do a few next year.
Yeah. Oh, we could do a couple of. Could we do beer garden broadcasts?
I like that. We're going to do Great Western, we think, last Sunday.
Yeah, that's looking likely.
I'm in.
I'm definitely in.
That'll be a ripping day. Anyway, after the break, we're going to recap a special part of the year. It happened only recently, but someone mightn't have heard it, and that's up next right here on Off the Bench.
Ho, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
On SEN, Off the Bench, Christmas special.
Having a wonderful time recapping the year with old mate Picks. It's been quite the year, quite the journey. I'm a bit disappointed you haven't gone with your best of off the record today for Choices Flooring.
Normally do.
Normally got that set and ready and you've got
your
clips away.
Well, I'm not sure why it hasn't been done. There you go.
You haven't done the work by the sounds.
I would have been very happy to have done it.
We thank Choices Flooring and the team for their wonderful support in 2020 as well. And, of course, how good the Boxing Day test. Great weekend ahead. We're looking forward to the sport that is ahead at the moment. Now, one of the big parts of the show, I think, probably the most popular segment of the show.
Oh, please, he's off the record.
John Allen Better Home Living Third Person Self-Congratulator of the Year.
Big year this year.
And it has been a big year for the self-congratulator. A lot of people, the unfortunate thing about this year is because of COVID, a lot of people had more time to reflect on themselves. And I think without question.
They were downloading their own highlights.
Without question, people got more self-indulgent than ever before.
Of course.
And so we had the absolute honour of the year. The SEBI was won by David Taggart. We congratulate
Tags. What a year
Tags.
He had. A fine year. Well done.
No arguments from your end on that?
No, yeah. No, fine year. Well-deserved half man.
The SEBI, of course, is named after Seb Costello, who pinched the third person segment on Triple M one morning. And
actually made it sound like he just made it up.
Pulled it over on the way to work. So we thought.
I'm going to go with something today that's a little bit, people who are getting really caught up with themselves. I'm going to call themselves a floor.
We've been going for 4.5 years.
Oh, just, really?
He thought he'd come across a nugget. Thought he stumbled upon a little anyway.
Yeah, righto. Yep.
And that's what happens. And off the sick bay. But
after the sick bay.
So we paid tribute to Seb Costello by calling it the Sebbies, which is our rising star, the person that emerged and were the fondest of themselves in the year. And the winner last week, which we announced late in the show, was David Taggart, or Tags.
Sure
Ben will find this out the back. Can we recap Tags' self-indulgent year first?
You were home.
I could see it paddling.
Oh, that's
when you bring Group 1 winners like me, you understand, Trent. See, you're forgiven. I've never even got on. Oh, bang, play that music again. That's what, two in a row for the Tagster. Bang. Just reading the text, mate. People think I'm a computer. You just plug me in, I'll keep going. Hey, keep fronting up each week, Tags. You make my weekend racing. I wish I could.
Dad,
you got to understand, mate.
Yeah.
I'm never wrong. I thought I was once, but I made a mistake.
Good. You swipe right on Bumble? You do? Ooh, if I get on it, there'll be plenty swiping right.
Well, hit the winning runs in two tests, one at Lords.
Oh, yep. Well, you failed to say
and
that.
And one in Sydney. So that was fun. Mm. That was good.
Did they carry off on the shoulders like they did with me after I won the Oaks?
Tim Gossage and five-time Group 1 winning jockey David Taggart.
And Tim, just thanks for the introduction. I don't like correcting people, but it's six-time Group 1 winning jockey, mate.
Oh, so I was 23 when I went to Macau. I probably was there too young. I only rode here for 6 years and then moved over there.
Mm.
I'd ridden 5 Group 1 winners at the time before I went over there. Regan had ridden 3. But
so well on the tags, and he joins these winners. Nathan Brown, the national one, of course, best player in the comp. Damien Barrett.
Yep.
FAMO.
Damien Barrett, yeah.
Tom Brown.
Yeah, he was in there.
And Kane Corns.
And Corns. It was last year, I think, or the year before Kane.
So of those 5, they've all gone on to be fairly...
significant.
Yeah, self-important, haven't they?
Oh, my word.
I think they've all got healthier self-esteems post their reward.
I know, but what I will say... I agree with you. What I will say, though, which is a bit of a... It's like if you're winning the Rising Star... You expect to go on and be a big player in the big stuff.
Yep.
None of them have gone on to the heights of also winning the self-congratulator, the That's John true. Allen.
Yeah, they've peaked fourth or fifth on their run.
Well, they've got into the top 8, but they haven't really quite got to where we want them to. I think Taggart can be the one.
He can.
Like a shooting star.
And he's got the volume behind him too.
Well, he's got
20 hours of airtime.
He's got the hours. Yeah. That's right. And it makes a huge difference.
And he's got the producer. That's the other thing.
Well,
so I think he's going to be a contender next year. But last week, for the 6th year at Christmas, we anointed the John Allen Better Home Living third person self-congratulator of the year, and lo and behold, it went down in a very familiar way.
The third person self-congratulator for John Allen. John Allen Christmas clearance sale is now on.
You couldn't throw me a bone or two, Hussie, after I helped bloody build you.
I'm not saying I changed the game, but I did.
Movies where you've got 400 Gerard Whateleys and 400 Dwayne Russells all doing their thing.
I'm very comfortable in my own skin.
Alexander the Great wept when he realised that there was no more world to conquer. That's a little bit how I felt after the last at sale today.
Dalsano, skillful.
Wear the three hats of being Sally Pearson the person, Sally Pearson the athlete, and Sally Pearson the coach.
My friends call me Robbo. You can call me Robocop.
When they open my rib cage up, Gary, and they actually look inside and see how big the wisp's heart is, it's going to defy science.
You get Dwayne's word on Twitter, you can get Dwayne Russell on Twitter, you can get Dwayne Russell on Instagram if you want to have a look at, you know, whatever I'm doing over daytime.
All right, well, I'm not going to play any audio this week, Picks. The John Allen Better Knox Christmas clearance sale, it's on now, unbelievable deals. You're going to see Brendan and his team at Knox Ozone. Everything in the store is off. I'm just going to give you the results.
Oh, yeah, after last week. You're going to apologise for that.
And then we're going to announce something very special. And the golden mirror will be given away from John Allen Better in a moment.
Yep.
For the third time, by the way. 11 votes, Dermot Burton finished on 11. Sally Pearson, the person, finished on 12. And the athlete. Chris Judcorp finished on 14. Petrarca had a big hit out on 18. Greg Norman, if he had been here 20,
yep.
One to watch. Bob and Andy, 21 as a combo. Eddie, 23, finishes with his head held high. Craig Jennings right there too. Robocop, 25. Campbell Brown, Matthew Lloyd, 27. Some real watch-outs on those
yeah,
two.
Yeah, there is. I've got a star on the both of them.
I'm not saying I changed the game, but I did 33 Diesel Williams with the Cane Corns. 39 of the daytime.
Great start by the pipe.
56 Taggart.
Very, very
incredible
good.
Year.
What a year he's had.
68 Gary and Tim. In his normal, where he always finishes and everything going on he's around the place. Second, runners up again. Old mate Pixie. Runners up in 82 for the 19th consecutive time in his career. He's finished second in something.
That's just
and runners
true.
Up. He finishes second more times than Daniel Kowalski. There's no doubt about it. But a drum roll, please. If you can.
Last week.
For the third time.
Three in a row. A three-peat.
Despite a 50 handicap, has gone officially in the seventh year where no man has gone before. This man, as we play his best of his year. The great, legendary AFL legend, Malcolm Blight, 85.
Yeah, I hate to say this. I kicked 14 straight one day, 14 without a miss. Yeah.
And I was just wondering, should I wear my 1997 coach's Jock McCall medal on me that day to
can
present
wear
to the
it?
Coach?
Can Blight appointed coach of the Crows?
Snap.
A young kid with a handful of games can't kick a barrel in that moment, can he?
Oh, well, I would have. it's not about me, but you know what I mean? Why wouldn't you?
See, I was going to say that the common medal, it's not a very big medal, mate, is it, when they hang it around your neck? It's just a small medal.
Yeah, I've always thought our game was a marathon. I think I was the first one to say it's not a sprint.
I must say I was a bit surprised. I wasn't there a whole long time, 74 games to be precise, but I guess the first 52 were pretty something a bit special, weren't they?
How'd you go on the Sunday?
Nah, good.
Kick too many?
No, it's 30 and kick 5. Oh, look there. I suppose when you look at photos on the wall, most of them are pretty good.
I actually presented my cup, Gerard. I've got a cup named after me called the Malcolm Blight Cup, so I remember it clearly. Of course, and I think I've spoken to you about this before, but, you know, I was involved in 10 grand finals, both as a player and coach.
I drove past the Bunnings store that I did open in the official opening in 2018. That's Malcolm Blight AM opened that Bunnings stores down at Victor Harbour. Right, man, I just tell you this, my second ever game was, first game was at Glenelg, and I did kick three goals for those who'd forgotten. No, I was going to mention Brownlow medals and being a number one draft, but I'm not going to do that now because that would be talking about yourself and that's not right. Hopefully we go and I have a Brownlow medal night, Adam, and we can go. Yeah. Is that okay?
I always look forward to those secret meetings, Malcolm.
Actually, I must say, Scotty, I didn't do this, but I just thought of something that someone kicked a 93-metre goal after the siren playing in our game a lot of years ago. That's called this bloke in the chair talking. Just look it up, M. Blight, goal after the siren versus Carlton.
And it gives me great pleasure as we present the golden mirror for the third consecutive year and announce, drum roll if you can, Zipper, please stand as we acknowledge the greatness. Officially He becomes the second ever person to have his jersey retired by the third person self-congratulator. He now hangs from the rafters of self-congratulatory history picks.
Yes.
No longer will he even need to be mentioned. The medal will be renamed.
What are we naming it?
We are shelving Brayshaw. Gone.
Yep.
And the Malcolm Blight Snap Medal will be named in his honour for future.
Snap.
For future. Future fondness.
Oh, I love it.
And a round of applause as we welcome him to the line, Malcolm Blight, please. Blighty, legend, Hall of Fame, Brownlow, McGarry, multiple All-Australians, premiership coach, premiership player, and now three-time self-congratulator of the year. Congratulations to you, Malcolm.
Craig and Liam, I really feel like Dennis Pagan after he won the Derby with Johnny Get Angry. I'm going to start sooking up. This is one of the great days in my life.
Well, you did say this time last year, Blighty, that, well, you actually said it after the first one. You always do things in twos. You've now got your first triple.
Yeah, look, I've never been envious of anybody, but I feel like I'm a Lee Matthews, Alistair Clarkson, Damien Hardwick type of person now. You know, three little gongs.
Where does it rank, Malcolm, of all the things you've achieved? Because all the achievements have added up to this, because you've been able to run through them consistently on Sports Day SA.
Yeah, look, I have. I should thank our producers, Sam and Ben, and David Wilde, of course. They provide the guests who ask me all those great questions about myself. And it wouldn't be the same. Look, we had Wally Lewis on just recently, the legend, NRL, of course. And he mentioned his statue. Well, what else could you do but mention another statue here at Adelaide Oval?
I don't know if you heard of Pix. Wally and Malcolm chatting to each other about their statues.
I've heard it.
It was one of the great interviews in recent times.
I did hear it.
Humbleness and you, Malcolm, how do they fit together in your mind? When did you...
Well, there's a thing in... Yeah, there's a thing in my desk. It was given to me by North Melbourne, when I made their Hall of Fame, and it just said he's just been so humble in his whole career. Something happened a few years ago. The older I've got, the more I thought, hang on, these people might start to forget, so I better remind them. No.
I love it. You're sitting there having dinner, and you get a reminder about four times.
Now, your advice for picks, because you've won everything in life. There is nothing on your resume that is missing. Old mate Pixie has finished second runner-up his whole life. What's the difference between being a winner and a loser?
Well, I think sometimes it's actually to get something named after you. So even if you're a caterpillar, I think you could be called the Liam Caterpillar. So whenever you just...
He had his name taken off the trophy back in Storg and he didn't turn up.
Yeah, I know. Look, but he did win the 97 Best and Fairest at Geelong, of course. But that year, the Adelaide Crows won, coached by you-know-who, to the premiership. So once again, it was really a nice try, Liam.
I thought we were going to finish you off that night over in Adelaide until the umpires cheated us out of it.
Oh, word cheat. That's an interesting one. Hey, listen, that's another thing named after me. I've got 33 things named after me now. It's amazing, isn't it? That's lovely. That means I can't go in it next year. I can't go back to back to back to back.
No, I think you'll still get your little legends category where we'll play the odd clip.
We're going to be playing some clips.
But you can't win it for the fourth time. It's just not getting...
Problem with Blighty is that Benny Lyon, who produces our show, has come in and he's gone, I'm cooked now. With our Blighty's audio, I'm cooked.
Hey, Malcolm, you better...
Now, listen, I must say, I do listen to the show, as you know, and, David Taggart's coming. Campbell Brown's good. I've quite enjoyed him. And
he's anointed.
Gary and Tim. And look, Leon, you're right, mate. You're always about the place. You know, bridesmaids are okay. They're lovely things.
Oh, he knows about them too, don't worry.
Go away, Malcolm. Well done.
He's had 100 bridesmaids in his marriage career. Good on you, Malcolm. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Great to hear from you again. You've done it all in football and now in media. A three-time and retire the jersey winner of the John Allen Better. The Malcolm Blight Snap Medal to be awarded to the winner of next year. And he's anointed the next class coming through.
Oh, they're a watch.
Snap.
So there it was, Pixie. And, of course, now forever known as the Malcolm Blight Snap Medal that we'll be moving head on. And
that'll make sense.
Three times. He won it.
Oh, three in a row.
Goes past
Not just three times. He's only really had the airtime for three consecutive years, and he's won it.
Well, all 3 years.
Three consecutive years.
And he won the last two years with massive handicaps. He did it with a 32 handicap last year, which was controversial. Yep. I took 50 off him this year.
And he still got
on. You were really critical of me. You said that's unreasonable and unfair.
Well, it was unreasonable when you were digging up old audio on me and giving me 15 votes when I was away 1 week.
So he's now officially been retired from the competition. We will still acknowledge his best stuff on the way into
of
sex.
Of course we will. It might be a best of Blighty every week still.
But his jumper hangs.
It does. With James Brayshaw's and yours.
Not mine.
Yours.
I've never been eligible A and B poll to vote anyway. No. I'm too good for that.
I bet he's shaking his head. Everyone is. But I'm too good for that. JB, there's another vote.
JB and Malcolm Blight, two Kangas, ironically, have had their jersey retired. And it opens up next year. I know Sportsbet are really keen to get a market going on this because you look at picks goes in favourite without question.
Oh, without Blight, you keep taking all these big names out.
Gary and Timmy, they're going to be coupled is a factor.
Oh, Taggart's, he's coming with a star next to him.
If the producers turn their eyes north
and find who?
Well, you've got a Voss and a Johns. It gets really interesting. That'll be.
Well, we got it. Can we somehow.
Taggart the emerger.
Can we somehow get.
Pat Welsh, if they got real it'd be very much in the conversation.
Yeah, that's what
so
I'm saying.
So there's a new class.
We need the other states' producers to be tuning into this sort of. To know what this segment is, so they can cut it up and send it to us.
And then Kane Corns you can never discount. So I think it's going to be real. And the of a daytime will be right there.
Of a daytime had a good year.
Yeah, he did.
He had a good year. Not only of a daytime, but also of an afternoon.
He was stiff not to win the riser, the Sebi. But anyway, that was a lot of fun this year, and we'll be back early part of next year as well as we start from zero. We wind the clock back to zero.
Can you make a New Year's resolution? Can you do that? To not just pull votes out from nowhere for me.
No, I
certainly didn't.
You didn't think I was recording.
I didn't do anything last week.
You came in and do a couple of shifts.
No, I didn't. I didn't do any shifts.
The pregame on the Big Bash.
No, I didn't.
I heard it. I recorded it at the time. I took a time code. I was in the car.
It's a stitch oven, I know. I mean, you can't do that because people are onto you. All our listening audience are onto the fact that you're just stitching me up every week. And the amount
it's a manufactured result. Of course, it's a manufactured. It's a fictitious competition.
Well, Sportsbet were running the book on it, so it couldn't be too fictitious.
You're complaining about the integrity.
I don't like the integrity, and neither do a lot of our social media family.
Turn it up. There'll be more Christmas special right after this. Oh, jingle bell, jingle
bell, jingle all the way. On SEN, Off the Bench, Christmas special. Off the Bench, Christmas special.
Well, we made it, Pixie. This is the end of the year, and to quote the great EJ Whitten, what a bloody relief.
What a bloody relief that was when the Vics get up and win.
It was a trying and testing year. What did you find the toughest about the year, Pix? Look back. How did you find it looking back?
Well, it was horrible, obviously.
Yep.
Not being able to see my kids for 8 months, it was pretty tough.
Yep.
And that was probably the toughest thing for me, but I had a worker's permit, so I was able to go into work most days. So I wasn't as trapped as a lot of people, but
it
was just not seeing your friends and you couldn't socially do too much.
Did it weigh you down? Did there was a point where you thought, what's going on here?
Well, yeah, everyone I think had the woe is me feel about them for a period of time.
Yep.
But thankfully for my family's point of view and people close to me, no one had any real illness from COVID and didn't affect them that way, but I felt for people that had funerals during that period, lost loved ones. I think that was really tough. But no, I don't know. I'm a bit glass half full, to be honest.
Yep. Yeah, I think
I'm a bit like, you know what, we're all getting into it. And you know, it's funny, when you speak to other states and people in other states and they're sort of half having a crack. What about you? Thinking, that's okay. I mean, we're dealing with it. We will support you guys if it happens to you. Yeah. But I don't think there was a lot of empathy from people in a state Victoria.
I agree with that, but it wasn't until I went and spent 2 weeks in another place that I realised.
Game on there.
Yeah, I realised just how, through no fault of their own, they didn't show any, because it was a different world.
There was.
So I couldn't believe, Sydney was like going, when I went to Sydney for 10 days, 3 weeks ago, it was like going back 18 months in a time machine to freedom and happiness.
When everyone was able to get around.
It was like nothing had ever happened in Sydney. And it was such a, I think I told you at the time, the mental unleash for me was unbelievable.
Oh, it would have been.
It's incredible. And
just good to be able to sit down with a couple of mates, have a beer, or go and sit in a cafe and have some lunch.
Bounce around everywhere.
Yeah.
And I want to congratulate the AFL and the NRL for getting through the year the way they did. They were such a part of the rhythm of our lives when the seasons returned.
Oh, they were huge.
And racing as well. It was such a huge part of our
world. Huge.
They gave us something to look forward to. They gave us something to connect on. Even when we're locked in, we could watch some footy.
I'll tell you what, Hutch, one thing it's really noticeable when we're in our situation in Victoria, how much most people rely on sport to get them through.
Yep.
That, you know, when the footy came back, how much of a relief was it? Yeah, I'm home. All right, I'm home, but at least there's a footy game to watch.
Yeah.
Oh, the races are on. Thank God. Now, not everyone likes footy and not everyone likes races. I get it. But if you listen to this station, you want sport because this is a sports station. So,
and you'll get both.
And you'll get both. That's right.
You can go over the racing if you want.
You can get all that. So, from my perspective, the sports would help me get through. And now we're in a situation where we're sort of coming out the other side. We're not 100% out yet, but we're getting there.
Yep.
And we're able to get around. I mean, there's been some huge, like financially and business wise, there's been a lot of people lost their jobs, which is really sad, unfortunate. The Melbourne CBD, I went in during last week, I should say, went into the city. There's hardly anyone in there. It's horrible. So you want to support, instead of getting online and buying all your stuff from overseas, if you are thinking still to buy presents or whatever,
shop
locally.
Buy local.
Go into town. You can get parks in there. You can download you've got your free car park for the whole of December.
We will rise again.
Of course we will. So,
and we already are.
My kids, I've said, look, shop in, because they've been here. Go into town, shop in Melbourne. Yep. Go in the CBD. Or go down Chapel Street and shop. Because a lot of empty shops down around our area.
Yep. And they're digging their way out, which is fantastic.
Yeah, which is good. So
it was the year of Stephen Bradbury. Stay on your feet. Just stay on your feet, guys. And for everyone who's made it through, it's not magically ended. The panacea is not New Year's Eve. There's a lot of people thinking in their heads, something, we'll just get through this year, rough year. We've still got the same challenges or some of the same challenges next year. But are we ready for those? Let's do it with a break first to get refreshed.
Yeah, have a little bit of a rest for
and
a week or two.
Ready to go. I want to thank you, Pix, for your year. You did everything short of the overnight crowd there for a while.
I didn't miss much, Hutch. you got your pound of flesh.
You're Mr. Versatile, no doubt about that. And I congratulate you, but also to our producers here through the course of the year, particularly Handsome Ben and the Zipper.
Yep.
And they obviously had their share of challenges through the course of the year. They found a way to navigate. Pivot. We're at home for a while. We're in different spots, different locations.
Oh, I think they do an enormous job.
An incredible job.
Our show wouldn't run the way it runs, and whether you like it or not, it runs every week for the year.
Yep.
So
we thank all of our broadcast partners, including the Ace Radio Network and everyone else around Australia for taking the program. Wish everyone a great weekend. Enjoy your Boxing Day and your Christmas festivities and the weekend ahead.
I'm looking forward to Hutchie and you too, of course. I hope you and Claire and the kids and everyone, your family, all have a great
you
Christmas.
You and KB, we'll have to get the girls back together
for
dinner at some
stage. Yeah, the
girls
will get together at some stage. Yeah, so.
I've always been a bit gun shy since opening night, but.
that's a story for another time, Craig. I think they've got over it, mate, which is the main thing.
In fairness to both of them, we might have been in the country races all day. We'd been came in a bit hot.
We came in way too hot, and you came in with a real. I'm going to be a smart aleck all night, and I bit back, and then away it went. It escalated. But they've recovered since then. It's all good.
Yeah. Thanks again, everyone. Have a Merry Christmas. Thanks to Zoe at the back, who's done a good job on her Christmas too. And we'll see you next, or here, we'll speak to you next week in the New Year's edition of Off the Bench. Oh, jingle bell, jingle
bell, jingle all the way. On SEN, Off the Bench, Christmas special.